So good evening, my creamy cupcakes. This is the Candid Show brought to you by your host Sriram, and Krishna is my co-host today. So today we are going to be talking about a very interesting topic, something which is very currently going on. So today we'll be discussing about two specific platforms in particular. So we'll be talking about Clubhouse and Green Room. So for any of you who don't know what these two platforms mean, actually both of these platforms are kind of going very highly trending on social media, especially a lot of people are using it off late. And the reason why you might not know about this is because the Clubhouse app currently right now takes in people only on the basis of invitations. So you just can't randomly go in into the app. So you need some of your friends or anybody you know to invite you into the platform. So that's how, like, the basis of how Clubhouse works. So a lot of people might not know about it. I think that's kind of like the fundamental reason. And Green Room is just like the same thing. It is literally same as Clubhouse, but it is just brought out by Spotify. They have kind of brought out their own platform, I think, in to compete with Clubhouse. Because again, if you don't know about how big Clubhouse is going right now, I think everybody is basically using it. Yeah. A lot of variety of reasons we'll be talking about it today. Some of those are bad reasons and some of those are very good reasons, which we'll be discussing in this.
So like, it's basically both of these platforms are audio platforms where you kind of, you can't text anything. So like only the communication is on audio format. So like anything you want, you can communicate via audio. So like even if any stranger, so like there are, you know what, if you enter the app, there are many groups, like categories, which you will kind of select at the beginning of your signing in of your app. So like it will ask you whether you are interested in sports or public topics, or like politics, or like anything else. So like games or sports or fun, so like anything. So like there are, I think, more than 20 to 30 topics to choose between. There are 20 to 30 topics to choose between, so like whatever you like. So like according to it, you will get recommendations about the groups where they create and speak about a particular topic. So like there are many groups. So like I see the very constant group that is present 24/7 is that is about a group called Wine Dine 69. So like where they play the 18 plus content. So like the 18 plus kind of the content they speak about, they speak frankly about kind of dating.
Yeah, but like anything which is, I think, all, and a lot of underage girls especially, because I think most of the time we both got into some of these groups, we both had first.
Yeah, mainly the first, very first experience is that we both went into a same group where we kind of experienced so like a shock of our life. So like we heard girls and kind of boys speaking about frankly about when they had sex, or like when they dated a girl, or like how many times they had sex. And
I think all of this is pretty fair. So I think the only surprise was kind of shocked us because how frank they were about it, right?
Yeah.
Because I think they were so
I didn't expect it to be very frank. So like they spoke very frankly that I was very shocked to hear. I wasn't having any reaction on me. So like I was thinking, what are these people doing, right? So like, dude, what are they doing? So like they are speaking about what is the favorite position of sex. So like what else do you need?
Honestly, I think why we find it, I think, weird is because all of these things are, I think, meant to be talked like with close friends, right? You talk most of this on like maybe a very few
close
friends.
Circle.
You do not go and talk about stuff like this on social media where everybody is listening, right? Yeah. And so many people are listening around, like what?
Yeah.
100 or 150, 200 people are listening.
Nearly 200 people,
And active listeners as well. So I think this is the very first problem which I see with Clubhouse, is that there are a lot of underage girls, and the content which especially they are talking about, I don't think the app needs those kind of content, right?
Like
there is numerous amount of reasons for which you could use that app, which we will be talking about again. But I think the one very obvious experience which we had at the very first thing, which kind of like changed the entire perspective on Clubhouse, was this very reason, I suppose.
And you can see that 24/7 these kind of groups keep being created. So like Wine Dine 69, and even on regional languages, even on Tamil, Telugu or Kannada, in many languages you can see these kind of 18 plus groups kind of created, and they discuss about choosing a partner, about having date with them, or like
it's literally like Tinder, right? Yeah, that's like the end of the day, which is basically
in an advanced flat
Tinder 2.0. That's
So like it is something that actually its origin came from Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, so exactly. Like, Twitter was starting.
Twitter Spaces was the origin of this app. So like Clubhouse came first. So like it was a very bang. It was a very hit, a very big hit in the social media platform. So like we know that everyone are using Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and whatnot. So like Clubhouse came in very differently. So like where you kind of only, you can only discuss with people, random strangers, your friends or anyone only via audio chat. Exactly. So like it was very different kind of innovation. So like to bring into this social media industry. So like, you know, at the beginning we kind of created groups and we had this idea of speaking of our regular podcast topics. So like, but unfortunately no one came in. So like the expect our one or two friends, so like which we kind of have connection with. So like it is the major problem. So like gathering people is something very difficult, I think. So like and also we have created the Candid Show group names, Candid Show. So like we will give the description in the YouTube description. So like you can go and follow us and be a member of our club. So like it will be very fun. So like we will kind of have an interaction with our subscribers or anyone who is listening to this video. So like we seeing this video. So like Clubhouse was very fun. So like many people of all the ages kind of came in. So like we can see that many groups of international groups, so like from US or Germany. So like many were creating groups and talking about about politics. So like this is a medium I see very strongly to discuss about politics. So like not on video, not on Zoom or not on any YouTube. So like it is on Clubhouse, which is an audio platform where you kind of openly share your opinions, and there is this kind of your division of format about speakers. Definitely. And listeners. So like if you are a listener, you can't kind of speak. So like you can only listen to what they are speaking, and if you raise your hand and if they will accept you to speak, so like you will be given permission to speak. So like it's a very beautiful, or like it's a very mind-blowing kind of a simple, very simple user-friendly option. So like it is very something that new we saw that in this app. So like, and speaking about green room, so like I mispronounce it most of the time, like greenhouse. So like greenhouse effect, you will keep on.
I don't know the name, why is it even kept green room? It's particularly, I don't know, maybe since Spotify's logo stands for basically they have green color on all of their apps. So I suppose that's why they wanted to keep as green room, I guess.
Yeah, and mostly discussing about the next part, I don't understand why they have created as a separate standalone app. So like I don't understand.
True.
Why can't they kind of integrate it in the existing Spotify, as it has more than 500 million kind of fan following, like more people kind of using the using the application. So like I don't think this is kind of their plan. So like to include it in Spotify itself. So but I think the major plan for Spotify's green room is for to compete against Clubhouse. I think that is the main reason.
I think that's all speculation at the end, because I think we didn't come and do any research on this. We just randomly are coming and talking. So we do not know any kind of a specific, like we are not having any proof that probably Green Room was created indeed to kind of combat Clubhouse. But I think the situation, all the timing kind of forces you to make this assumption that Green Room literally is a direct competition to Clubhouse. And again, honestly, we feel the Green Room will definitely crush Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And probably not in the immediate 4 or 5 months, at least might take an year or so, because as Krishna will be saying, he has a lot of issues, especially on Android, I guess, because Green Room originally came for iOS actually. So Krishna was, he is Android, so he kind of came into Android. I have iOS, so
yeah, that is a very different experience and a very, you know what, annoying experience. So like I, after Shriram kind of told me that there is something like the Spotify introduced about Green Room, so like I have installed, so like why don't you? So like he asked that question, and I went immediately into the Play Store, but I couldn't find the Green Room present in it. So like, but I went to Google and I downloaded it via APK. So like I downloaded the but it was on early access, you know what.
Yeah.
So like there were many glitches, and you know what, the most funniest part of it was about me while joining as a listener. So like it was displaying, it will display your name, or like if you are viewing in your point of view, it will be, it will display as you. So like there was like 15 you, so like multiple duplicate versions of it. So like we were making fun of it. So like, but the glitches present in the early access is something that they have to sort out very early. So like at this stage, so like I don't know why it still isn't in the process of releasing it officially. I don't know
why, because I think there is not a lot of these thing issues to fix also, because I think it is not a very big large scale app also in terms of users, in terms of actual features to fix, right? Because if it were for Twitter, I would understand, because it is such a very big space, a lot of aspects to it, a lot of moving wheels. I guess there is nothing much to fix here in case of Green Room. We just have to figure out a bugs and glitches, just fix it up and patch the version. But honestly, even if they do that, I don't think we as Indians, or especially Indians Indians especially, I don't think they're going to go even green room, I suppose, because the very problem which we kind of encountered at the very first day, we luckily got some people, right? We kind of met a lot of Indians. We were talking a lot. It was very fun the very first day.
Even if we talked about any kind of specific topic, right? Even the members, like our regional language members, or like even if they came, right, they don't have the patience to sit and listen to us. They instead asked for the permission to speak, and they speak about difference between clubhouse and green room. So like
that was talking the same thing over and over and at the end of the day, because I can understand if that's the very first day, but consequently if this thing happens, obviously what's the point, right? Because initially we had the idea that we wanted to do some sort of a podcast, just like Krishna told on clubhouse. We wanted to kind of interact with some people which we know. We wanted to talk, practice some of our rehearsals, etc. on that, but literally no one is going to come to you unless you have a very big following, or unless you have a lot of your friends in your circle. I honestly think if you're just going to go to have some fun, both of these platforms, to be honest, don't serve your purpose, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest kind of like the idea, the point which I wanted to talk about, is the biggest advantage of Clubhouse or apps like these which will be coming in the future, is that they're excellent source of marketing and excellent source of sharing information to the world. Because I can go immediately go onto that platform, I can connect, I can go to some random group which talks about my liking of interest. I could spread my knowledge to so many people, I could have different sorts of opinion come at me. Because even though Twitter did have, Twitter Spaces was something which was similar, I had to go onto Twitter, I still needed to have a Twitter account to get access to it. But in case of Clubhouse, I don't need to do that, I just need to create a simple phone number account, and that's pretty much it. So the ease with which I'm able to connect with more people is keep constantly increasing day by day.
You can talk with any kind of strangers, or like you can discuss about any kind of topics, or like including politics, games, or sports, or even for fun, or like even random banter. So like you can talk about anything, or personal, exchanging personal views, or like, and another thing I want to discuss is about kind of, we actually I think before a week or so we joined a random group about a regional group of Tamil language. So like we joined it, so like they were discussing about so like
TV shows and movies.
So like favorite TV shows and movies. So like I thought at the beginning it is something that only the speaker, they will only speak and we will kind of only be a listener. So like, but surprisingly they kind of invited us to speak. So like we also spoke about our experience about watching right from the beginning, how I began to watch series. So like we shared our opinions freely to them, to strangers. It was very, very kind of, you know what, it was very kind of a very new experience
putting
for me to very new experience for me to share my experience with complete strangers, which I have never spoken with, or like which I have never known. So like it was a very new experience to share their opinions, and I got to know that many of the people have kind of, you know what,
similar
opinions or like ideas, and it was a very fun discussion to kind of know. And and the only thing that we kind of see a problem in Clubhouse is that you can see these group like Vine969, so like all these kind of 18 plus content groups kind of being popped up in your content, so like in top 10 list, I think so. So like any person will go and click on the group and listen to what they are talking. So like if they are speaking content like this, who won't go into the groups and kind of keep on listening?
The basic idea is that there is no moderation, right? There is basically no sort of blockage to, you just can simply go across any app you want. You can talk explicit content as much as you want. No one is there to stop you, because I think Green Room had that feature where they were constantly recording on all of the rooms. They had recording enabled, so obviously you cannot get away with anything you do, right? There's constant recording. But even that was actually removed in a patch 2 weeks ago. So the problem with these kind of apps, as you told, is because there isn't any moderation system. There is no way to impose any sort of moderation, because if you were to actually install a feature such that all of these rooms which you're kind of like talking, they're being recorded, I don't think people would consent to that.
And also we kind of we can't actually completely expect everything from Clubhouse, right? It was a very small app being
That's
created.
True.
But if you see, compare it to Spotify, it is a very, very kind, you know what, very big app. So like, which has millions of followers. So like, they have all the kind of you know what, all the kind of stuff to create stuff like recording your audio. So like each and every room you create. So like that is something I see, that Clubhouse is something that is very, very, very good and very innovative idea to kind of release something like this. And even if you go into the app right now at this second, right, you can see thousands of groups being created, and they will be talking. So like even at midnight or like 1 a.m. or
2 a.m.
they will be
basically you will find groups anytime you go. I think that's the baseline, because obviously it's across all over the country, so different time zones, different people come, different country, and there's always this constant group, whereas there is stuff going on about some kind of dating games are going on. And there is also this very beautiful group which I kind of love going to every day, is this group where there is a very big investor, some angel investors, some very big venture capitalists kind of come into the group, and people are given, random people are asked to join the group, and they'll give you 1 minute to present your idea for a startup. So if the investors kind of like your idea, they'll probably fund you with some sort of money, they'll get in contact with you.
That's
so
I think very, very advantageous. So like it was very, very good opportunity for people like this to.
Exactly, that's the biggest line, is that you can connect to people at an extremely easier rate last to how it was before. Because if the same thing came like 2 years ago, no one would have believed this. You're just like a fraction of a second away from talking to somebody and getting an opportunity in life.
And also personally, we kind of saw one group, so like where it is a music group, so like where they perform their musical
concerts, musical concerts.
Yeah, concerts. So like one girl was performing her song, so like in front of all. So like there was a kind of a person who had connect with the music industry,
and
he agreed, and or like he was impressed by her performance, and he actually gave her a chance to kind of, you know what, participate in
some sort of bigger
concerts and events, and you know what, she got an opportunity via this clubhouse, which is very, very kind of, you know what, very kind of a
very good, kind of
powerful,
yeah,
very powerful and powerful. A very good simple thing, so like where you can go and show your talent to the media platform, so like you're complete strangers and you can get benefits out of it. So like it is also very interesting to know that even not only for movies but also for like any kind of a political or like any kind of a sports, or like they also kind of experience the, they also share their experience, and you can come across very famous people in this platform.
But the problem which I kind of see with Clubhouse growing in popularity is that, because as soon as a lot of people start logging in, so the company is going to start to have some sort of monetization policy, right? Because obviously they cannot keep giving your stuff to free. It is a company at the end of the day, so they need to make some sort of money in the end. So the monetization policy, I don't know how they're going to kind of set up, because it's very difficult to monetize an app like this, because since most of the features are kind of like free as of right now, so charging for some kind of like fees kind of going to make a lot of members leave, right? And they have to monetize at some point. Monetization is definitely underway, so probably they could maybe give you a limitation of only 2 rooms per day, right? Maybe 2 rooms you could create for just for free, and maybe the third or fourth consecutive.
I think monetization will majorly spoil your experience, I think. So like
definitely
limiting your kind of creation of rooms, so like it is an app where you
but that would be a good move, because we could prevent excessive amount of groups from forming, right? Maybe most of these useless kind of groups could be
But also there is no kind of a negative effect on creating many groups, right? So like what is kind of,
then you can maybe avoid this problem with the underage girls and stuff like this. Maybe maybe stupid groups can be eliminated.
Yeah,
that's
groups,
the point.
Yeah, it can be eliminated.
Obviously it's going to grow. Obviously they are going to be there. Yeah. I think you cannot be eliminated or eradicated, but the point is that monetization could mean a good thing as well as a bad thing, I suppose. There is like two sides to it, which is a very big thing, obviously, again. And I don't know how they'll impose monetization, but definitely we can say that probably in these 1 or 2 years, monetization will be a thing in both Clubhouse as well as Green Road.
So yeah, that is about our discussion today. So like we discussed kind of talking about this episode, so like about Clubhouse versus Green Room. First of all, he laughed at me, so like discussing about it, what can we bring out from this topic, so like what is going to be informative to the people watching this. So like but I think it was a very fun,
very
good and very fun conversation, I think. So like I think there is a very big spark going to be in both of these kind of apps, or like mainly in Green Room when it officially releases. I think even on regional level there will be a very big growth, and it will be a very big hit, I think. So like do you have anything else to add?
We covered most of the points, and I think one thing which I would like to say at the end is I can definitely say with some sort of surety that these two apps will going to be dominant at least in these 2 years. I think these will be probably the front runner apps in terms of productivity, in terms of utilization to people, probably much better than Twitter right now, because Twitter currently is an incredibly powerful platform, just like Instagram. And I think these two audio platforms could kind of like, they have so many numerous amount of reasons. Like there is nothing to say, you could do it for business purposes, you could do it for content creation, you could do it for awareness, you can even do it for education. There is tons and tons of way you could use this. So all of these reasons combined kind of makes me want to believe that platforms like these, like audio kind of communicating platforms like this, will come more and more into the future, and we'll see more of these platforms kind of dominate, I suppose. So that will be the end of this discussion, I suppose. So for all the things for YouTube, especially if you have any kind of comments or suggestions, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And for the people who are listening to Spotify and Sounder, so if you go to our YouTube channels, we'll probably link to our YouTube channel. All of our socials has been given in the YouTube channel. So if you have any sort of thing which you want to suggest, or if you want to share anything personally to us, give any sort of feedback personally to both of us, you would find it in our Sounder pages. And that's one thing covered. Then moving on to the blog side of things, we'll be definitely writing a blog for this, which will probably going on WordPress. So that link also will be provided in the YouTube section down below. So please go check that out as well. So I think that is everything we got for today. So that will be the end of this episode. Thank you.